welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. This episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon, and that will actually just take you to Amazon. We get a little bit of a commission off of that. Again, otrwesterns.com/Amazon. Use that next time you shop online. The next episode we have dates from July 8th, 1954, episode 186, and the title is Murder on Mudlock Creek. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
The Silver Eagle! A cry of the wild, a trail of danger, a scarlet rider of the Northwest mounted, serving justice with the swiftness of an arrow. The Silver Eagle! The untamed North, frontier of adventure and peril. The lone, mysterious North, where one man dedicated to the motto of the Canadian Northwest Mounted Police faces danger and death to bring in the lawless and maintain the right, the most famous Mountie of them all, the Silver Eagle.
The transcribed record and events dealing with our Silver Eagle case after this message.
And now our Silver Eagle adventure, Murder on Mudlock Creek. Like most gold mining camps, Mudlock Creek was a tough and brawling community. Its main street was lined with cafes and dance halls where the sourdoughs spent their hard-won gold with reckless abandon. But there was one voice at Mudlock Creek which spoke out against evil and preached the ways of righteousness, and that was the voice of the Reverend Abe Jenkins.
Oh, my brothers, will ye not repent before it is too late?
Again.
Turn away, I beg you, from the paths of evil and seek the road to salvation. Bethink you, I pray, of the life which is to come and of the evils.
Look, Reverend, I know you mean well, but don't you think you're wasting your time?
Believe me, my daughter, time spent preaching the word is never wasted.
Oh, use your head, Pop.
Though your face is that of a painted Jezebel.
Who's a painted Jezebel?
And nevertheless, I can see that your heart is kind and that you do not belong in this den of iniquity. Will you follow me?
What's he doing, Bill? Making nasty remarks to you?
No. Leave him alone, Buck. He's all right.
Why don't you stop making a nuisance of yourself, Parson? What are you coming here for, anyhow?
I have come to invite you all to a prayer meeting next Saturday night.
Prayer meeting? What are we supposed to pray for?
For grace to see yourselves as poor sinners and to be spared from the fires of eternal torment.
Yeah, well, it seems to me them fires might feel mighty comfortable when it's 50 below out on the creeks. How about it, boys?
You, Buck Jenny, you are a leader among your fellow miners. Therefore, it is especially important that you see the light. If only I could persuade you to heed the word.
Yeah, and if only I could persuade you to stop preaching and act like a human being for a change. By thunder, I think I'll make you dance right now. Come on, take a leg, Parson. Get happy. Go on, Blasty. I said dance.
It's no use, my friend. Go ahead and shoot me if you like. I'm not afraid of your bullets.
Oh, you aren't, huh? Well, I reckon there's only one way to handle a windbag like you, by the scruff of the neck and the seat of the pants.
Fuck, let go of him.
Go on, get out of my way. Now march, Parson. Open the door, somebody. All right, Parson, there's the open door, the door to salvation, so take it. And don't come back.
Later that same evening, the Silver Eagle arrived at Mudlock Creek, and with him came his big French Canuck trail mate, Joe Badeau. They entered the office of the North Star Mine.
Good evening.
Well, good evening.
Are you Mr. Chadwick, the manager here at the North Star Mine?
Yes, I am.
I'm Sergeant West, Northwest Mounted.
The Silver Eagle. I thought that's who you were. A Mountie and a big French Canuck in a stocking cap.
I guess everyone knows that that means the Silver Eagle and Joe Bedeau.
Bonsoir, my friend.
We got your message at headquarters in Dawson City. What seems to be the trouble?
We need some law and order here on Muckluck Creek, Sergeant.
Have any crimes been committed?
No, not yet. But this camp is loaded for bear. That's why I thought there should be a Mountie on hand.
Are you expecting something to happen?
Yes, doggone it. The miners are restless. Drunken brawls every night. And on top of that, they don't like the syndicate that owns this mine. There's bound to be an outburst of some kind, and we'll be the natural target.
I see. Well, we'll keep an eye on things. By the way, how's Reverend Jenkins?
Well, the padre? Oh, he's fighting sin as hard as ever. He's built himself a log church down the creek a ways. He lives in a little cabin right next to it.
Yes, I know.
He'd be a good man, that one.
Yes, he is a good man. Without his influence, this camp would be even worse than it is. He had a little trouble tonight, I hear.
What kind of trouble?
A brush with some roughneck over at the Gold Nugget Cafe. A fellow named Buck Janney.
Oh?
Sure, we'd better find out about that, Chief.
Yes, I think we'd better.
Well, what are you going to do, Sergeant?
Well, we'll stop off at the roadhouse first and have a bite of supper. Then we'll pay the padre a visit.
Come in, Sergeant. And you too, Joe. I'm most happy to see you.
Thanks.
Merci, mon père.
Well, come and sit down by the stove. It's nice and warm over here.
Thank you. How's everything been going, Padre?
Oh, mighty discouraging. Last time you were here, my church was full. I thought the miners had begun to feel the power of the word.
I should think that was very encouraging.
It was. But then I found out they were attending service only because Joe had threatened to knock their heads together.
Son of a gun, do I say that?
I appreciate your efforts, my friend, but if the gospel is to mean anything to these miners, they must come willingly, of their own accord.
Padre, the good book says that a minister of the gospel is a fisher of men.
I see you know your Bible, Sergeant.
Perhaps you're casting your net too wide. I mean, hoping for too much at the start. Maybe you can do just as much good if you build up your congregation one by one.
You mean stop trying to reform the whole camp at once and be satisfied to save one soul at a time, is that it?
Something like that. After all, these miners are a pretty tough crowd. It takes time to win them over.
You hear that shot, Jim?
Yes.
That be shooting, all right. Sound like trouble.
Far off, up the creek a ways.
Sounded like it came from the North Star mine.
Get the team, Joe. We'd better find out what's going on. What's going on here?
It's Mr. Chadwick, Sergeant. He's in the mine office. Someone killed him.
Stand back, please.
Move aside, my friend.
Sacre bleu. We just talked to him about 2 hours ago.
He's dead now. Who killed him?
Some hold-up man, I guess. Look at the safe. It's been cleaned out.
Who are you?
I'm Rafe Kenner. I'm the timekeeper here at the mine.
What happened?
I was asleep in the bunkhouse. I heard Mr. Chadwick scream for help, but and then there was a shot. I came rushing out, and I saw a man driving away in a dog sled. I fired some shots after him, but he kept going.
What about the rest of the hands?
It's payday. They're off having themselves a good time. This crowd, you see, they're miners from some of the other claims down the creek.
Which way did the killer go?
Headed south. That trail up over the bench land.
Take the lantern, Joe. We'll go outside and see if we can find his tracks.
Leave him on the man.
He went this way, Sergeant.
Stand back, my friends. We don't want the snow all tramped down.
There you are, Sergeant. There's his tracks.
We follow this trail easy enough.
Lock up the office and don't disturb anything until we get back, Kenner.
Right, Sergeant.
All right, Joe, let's go after him.
The night was dark, and before long, snow began to fall, covering the tracks of the fugitive. But the Monty and Joe pushed forward steadily. Several hours later, they saw the faint gleam of a campfire in the distance.
Stop the team, Joe.
Oh, Sotak! Oh, now, my little hot gears! You suppose you hear our dogs more than me?
Maybe not. We're downwind from him. We'll leave the team here and see if we can take him by surprise.
Swiftly and quietly, the Monty and Joe moved forward through the darkness. As they came close to the camp, they saw a man hunched before the fire. He was just pouring himself a cup of tea. In a holster strapped to his waist was a long-barreled revolver, and a rifle lay close at hand.
Jim, look. That fellow's here.
Yes, I see. It's Buck Janney.
Suck it, Blue. These dogs catch our scent.
Hold it, Joe.
That you, Bit? Who's out there? Come on, speak up.
Don't move, Johnny. We have you covered. Stand up and keep your hands away from those guns.
All right, I'll stand up. But first, I'll have to put on this cup.
As he put down the cup with one hand, his other hand closed on a burning stick from the fire. Suddenly, he hurled it forward.
Steve, look out!
Back to our thrilling Silver Eagle adventure in just a few seconds. But first, listen to this.
Have you heard the news? There's more to Prime than free two-day shipping on shoes. There are tons of movies ready to stream. It's like living in a film lover's dream. More to Prime.
So, what can I stream?
Let's ask the choir.
RoboCop, World War Z, and the Hunger Games catching fire.
And more! Prime lets you stream to TVs, tablets, phones. Plus, we started all our shipping by drones.
Legally, we need to inform the viewers we have not yet begun shipping by drones.
Millions of songs, including your favorite tune. You know the one by Walk the Moon. More to Prime. More to Prime.
I want to join. How much should I pay?
You can sign up for a free trial today. So let's sing it one more time. There's more to Prime.
For your free 30-day trial, go to otrwesterns.com/prime. Again, that's otrwesterns.com/prime.
Now back to the Silver Eagle, Sergeant Jim West of the Mounties, and his stirring adventure, Murder on Mucklock Creek. When the Silver Eagle and Joe attempted to capture Buck Janney, he took a burning stick from the fire and threw it at them. Involuntarily, they ducked, and in that moment, Buck went for his gun, but the Silver Eagle beat him to the draw.
Silver Eagle? I reckon you must be pretty sore at me for shooting at you that way.
I think you be the sore one, my friend.
When I heard your voice come at me out of the dark, I thought you were a road agent. You know, trying to stick me up and grab the gold. Then when I threw that burning stick at you and saw you were a Mountie, well, it was too late to stop myself from shooting.
Put the irons on him, Joe.
Way more than me.
Hey, now, wait a minute. You're not going to arrest me for shooting at you by mistake, are you?
Far from it. I'm arresting you for robbery and murder.
Robbery and murder? Are you crazy?
You admit you have the loot.
Loot? What loot?
The gold you steal from mine company safe.
What are you talking about? Mr. Chadwick gave me that gold.
Oh, sure.
He hired me to take it down to Skagway for shipment to the bank at Vancouver.
Oh, and when did this hiring take place?
A couple of days ago. But he asked me to keep it a secret so there wouldn't be any danger of a holdup. And then tonight he came to my cabin and said he wanted me to load my sled and leave as soon as possible.
That's a pretty feeble alibi, Buck. Do you expect us to believe that?
I don't care whether you believe it or not. Ask Chadwick. You won't take my word for it. He'll soon put you straight.
Chadwick is dead.
What's that? Chad dead?
Yes. And you were seen leaving the mine after the shooting. Put those irons on him, Joe. Then we'll go back to the North Star mine and see if Buck here has all the gold. According to this entry book, there should have been almost 200 pounds in the safe. Isn't that right, Kenner?
I don't know, Sergeant. You see, Mr. Chadwick did the weighing. He made those entries. But I sure didn't think we had that much gold around.
Well, if there was, 150 pounds of it is now missing. Over $30,000 worth.
Son of a gun, that'd be a lot of gold.
Come in.
Good afternoon, Sergeant.
Reverend Jenkins. Come in, Padre.
I just heard the news, Sergeant. I mean about your capturing Buck Janney.
Yes, we have him handcuffed in the back room.
Perhaps you'd be kind enough to let me talk to him. I might be able to give him some spiritual comfort.
Of course, Padre. But I warn you, he may not listen to what you have to say.
I'm quite prepared for that, Sergeant.
Very well. Visitor to see you, Buck. Go in, Padre.
Thank you.
What do you want?
I'm sorry we have to meet again under these circumstances, my son, but perhaps now you may be willing to heed.
Stow that stuff, Parson.
Believe me, the path to salvation may be hard and full of pitfalls, but if you truly repent, the door is open to...
I said stow it.
Oh, my son, with this terrible crime of murder on your soul, how will you dare stand
up? I haven't got any murder on my soul. I never killed Chadwick or anyone else.
But I heard you were seen leaving the mine right after the shooting.
That's a lie.
And the stolen gold was found on your sled.
Chadwick hired me to take that gold down to Skagway.
My son, is what you tell me the truth?
I'll swear it on a stack of Bibles.
Only the Almighty can look into a man's heart and read his inmost thoughts. And yet I have the feeling that you are speaking the truth. Is there anything I can do for you?
There's nothing anyone can do except a judge and jury.
Not so, my son. To him who has faith, all things are possible. Now, perhaps you will join me in a prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Well, how'd you make out, Padre?
He claims to be innocent.
Yes, I know.
What do you plan to do with him?
In view of the evidence, I haven't much choice. I'll have to take him back to Dawson and hold him for trial.
But surely if he's telling the truth...
Oh, tell me you believe that cock and bull story.
Are you quite sure you saw him leaving the mine?
I couldn't see his face because it was pitch dark out. But it must have been here.
Suppose it was someone else. Someone who came and killed Chadwick after Jenny had left.
Silver Eagle and Joe followed his sled tracks, and they led straight to Jenny's camp.
Well, Lucy's tracks. Long time before we find Jenny's camp.
You hear that?
There is one thing that hasn't been cleared up. When we came to Jenny's camp, he called out, "Is that you?" It sounded as though he were expecting someone.
One of his pals.
We waited around until daybreak, but no one showed up.
Sergeant, doesn't all this prove there's more here than meets the eye? Why don't you and Joe go out and make another search?
What about the prisoner?
Parole him to me. I'll be fully responsible for him while you're gone.
Very well, Padre. I agree to your plan.
Getting pretty dark, huh? How soon do you expect the Mountie will come back, Padre?
I dare say it won't be long now.
What's that stuff you're cooking?
Mulligan stew.
Smells good. I'm hungry. Can we eat soon?
Right now, if you like.
That suits me fine. But look, how about taking off these handcuffs for a while? You've got the key. I can't very well eat like this.
Will you give me your word that you won't try to escape?
Oh, sure, sure, Parson. You can trust me.
Very well, Buck. I shall trust you. I have the key here in my pocket.
Thanks. That feels a lot better. I'll go over to the water barrel now and wash my hands and then... Reach, Parson.
What does this mean?
It means you shouldn't have been so careless with this gun that the Silver Eagle gave you.
Have you so little faith in divine providence that you have to resort to this sort of cowardice?
Think I want to be hanged for a crime I didn't commit?
But you gave me your word. I trusted you because I had faith in your innocence.
Yeah, and I'm sorry I have to let you down, but that's how things are. You're a pretty decent guy, Parson. So before I go, I'd like to confess something to you.
What?
Everything I told you is true, but there's one thing I didn't tell you. I was planning to grab off that gold instead of taking it down to Skagway. A friend of mine was going with me. We were going to head for the border, but we talked it over at my camp last night and changed our minds.
That was a wise decision, my son. I trust you'll make an equally wise decision now.
I'm making a wise decision, all right. I'm leaving. And don't try to stop me.
Oh. Finally got back, eh, Sergeant?
Yes, but I have bad news.
What do you mean?
Buck Johnny escaped from the Padre.
Escape? Confound it all, Sergeant. I warned you it was a mistake leaving him with that crazy fool of a parson.
The important thing is for you to be on your guard.
On my guard? I don't understand.
Johnny has a gun. He knows that your testimony may help to convict him, so he might try to put you out of the way.
What? I never even thought of that. You got to protect me, Sergeant. I demand a police guard.
Sorry, but that's not possible. Stay near the mine crew at all times and you should be safe enough. In the meantime, my job is to hunt for a killer.
Hey, Belle, how about singing a song for us?
No, thanks. I don't feel like it just now. I'm going back to my dressing room.
Howdy, Belle.
Buck, how did you get here?
Sneaked in the back way.
I mean, how did you escape?
Never mind that. Just get your things together.
Why? What's the idea?
We're heading for Alaska.
Oh, Buck, that'll never work.
It's the only thing I can do. We should have done it last night like we planned, while we had a chance to grab off the gold.
You weren't suspected of murder then.
I am now, and if I stay, I'll hang, so get moving.
All right, whatever you say, Buck.
All set?
I guess so.
Here, let me help you on with your parka.
Thanks.
Come on, let's hurry.
Reach, both of you.
Who's that?
Rafe Kenner.
I said reach. That's better. thought I'd find you here with Belle.
All right, you've got me, so now what happens?
We're taking a little walk up into the hills, all three of us. And don't try making a break for it, or this gun will go off.
How much farther do we have to go?
I reckon you can stop right here.
You know, Kenner, I've been doing a lot of thinking since we left the cafe. Now it's all beginning to make sense to me.
I figured it wouldn't take long to soak in.
You framed me, didn't you?
Chadwick framed you.
How do you mean?
He gave you $10,000 for shipment to Skagway. But after you left, I was supposed to tie him up. We were going to make it look like a holdup and claim you took $40,000. And after you went to jail, we'd split the rest of the gold between us.
So that's it. Then you decided there was no sense splitting with Chadwick, so you killed him and made it look like he was murdered during the holdup.
That's right. I killed him.
Why, you dirty, sneaking rat.
But a smart rat, my friend, and a rich one, too, with that missing $30,000 in gold.
Well, what are you going to do with us?
Kill you, naturally. Oh. As long as Buck's alive, I'd never be completely safe. But with the two of you dead, it'll look like he escaped from the law and disappeared, and I'll have nothing more to worry about. What was that?
An arrow.
In that tree right behind you, and it's got an eagle feather tied to it.
An eagle feather?
Yeah, and you know what that means? It means you've got plenty to worry about from the Silver Eagle.
Don't turn around, Kenner. Just drop that gun and get your hands in the air. I'm arresting you in the name of the Queen for the murder of Leo Chadwick.
It's been a great pleasure having you here at the parsonage, my dear. But are you sure you're feeling quite rested?
Thanks, Reverend. I feel fine now. But I still don't understand how the Silver Eagle and Joe found us and saved us.
We didn't have to find him. Joe had been following Buck ever since he escaped, and I was following Kenner.
What's that?
Wait, that'd be right.
You mean you expected Buck to escape from me?
Well, I thought it might possibly happen.
So that's why that gun you gave me wasn't loaded.
Wasn't loaded? You mean I was pointing an empty gun at a man your size, and you let me go anyhow?
I'm not a man of violence, my son. Besides, I still believed you were innocent.
Thanks, Parson. I guess you win, after all. From now on, you'll be seeing Belle and me at church every Sunday. And we'd like to get married as soon as possible.
The good Jim, if Parson the fisher of men, I think this time he catch two good ones on one bent hook. That's foxy, eh?
Today's story of the Great Northwest was written by James Lawrence. Jim Amici stars in the part of Jim West. Joe Badeau is played by Jacques Lister. The Silver Eagle is a copyrighted transcribed feature of Jewel Radio and Television Productions. This is Bill O'Connor.
Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate this episode in iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a good day.